This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are now into hour number two. I really don't want to subject you to this, but I think it's important to play more of what Biden had to say, at least in this segment. Reading excerpts out of it. It's hard to watch. It's all a lie. But let's go ahead for a few more minutes and play this. Then I'm going to come back and get into Putin's speech, what's really going on, and how I see nuclear war unfolding. I'm going to go ahead and just lay that out. That's the road we're on right now, going 100 miles an hour. We're getting close to the destination. We can always turn back, but that would take the public waking up out of its coma, and that's starting to happen. We've seen some good signs. That's coming up next segment. But first, here's a little bit more of Obama's third administration via the flesh puppet pedophile, Joe Biden.
1 year ago, the world was bracing for the fall of Kyiv. Well, I just come from a visit to Kyiv, and I can report Kyiv stands strong. Kyiv stands proud. It stands tall. And most important, it stands free. When Russia invaded, it wasn't just Ukraine being tested. The whole world faced a test for the ages. Europe was being tested. America was being tested. NATO was being tested. All democracies were being tested. And the questions we faced were as simple as they were profound. Would we respond? Or would we look the other way? Would we be strong? Or would we be weak? Would we, all of our allies, be united or divided? 1 year later, we know the answer. We did respond. We would be strong. We would be united. And the world would not look the other way. We also face fundamental questions about the commitment to the most basic of principles. Would we stand up for the sovereignty of nations? Would we stand up for the right of people to live free from naked aggression? Would we stand up for democracy? 1 year later, we know the answers. Yes, we would stand up for sovereignty, and we did. Yes, we would stand up for the right of people to live free from aggression, and we did. And we would stand up for democracy, and we did. And yesterday, I had the honor to stand with President Zelensky in Kyiv to declare that we will keep standing up for these same things, no matter what.
No matter what. Nuclear war.
When President Putin ordered his tanks to roll into Ukraine, he thought we would roll over. He was wrong. The Ukrainian people are too brave. America, Europe, a coalition of nations from the Atlantic to the Pacific, we were too unified. Democracy was too strong. Instead of an easy victory, he perceived and predicted, Putin left with burnout tanks and Russia's forces in disarray. He thought he'd get the Finlandization of NATO. Instead, he got the NATOization of Finland and Sweden. He thought NATO would fracture and divide. Instead, NATO was more united and more unified than ever before. He thought he could weaponize energy to crack your resolve, Europe's resolve. Instead, we're working together to end Europe's dependence on Russian fossil fuels. He thought autocrats like himself were tough and leaders of democracy were soft. And then he met the iron will of America and the nations everywhere that refused to accept the world governed by fear and force. He found himself at war with a nation led by a man whose courage would be forged in fire and steel, President Zelensky. President Putin is confronted with something today that he didn't think was possible a year ago. The democracies of the world have grown stronger, not weaker. But the autocrats of the world have grown weaker, not stronger. Because in the moments of great upheaval and uncertainty, that knowing...
Boy, I'd like to see all that freedom here at home, Biden.
and knowing who stands
as he officially tells the FBI that the American people are the terrorists and hires 87,000 IRS agents to harass blue-collar workers, even though they only raised 6% of the funds. What a monster.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I got to tell you, everything is overshadowed by the escalating, out of control, spiraling towards nuclear war that we see in Eastern Europe, centered in and around Ukraine, and Biden's very dangerous visit over there. And pledge, I played the clip earlier, that we'll do whatever it takes to defeat Putin. And now with delusions of grandeur, Zelensky and his new defense minister have threatened China, saying we'll defeat you too, World War III. They've also said we will take over Russia and park tanks in Red Square. Remember, Zelensky fired missiles just a few months ago into Poland and blamed it on Russia, even though they knew it wasn't. And he said, we'll just nuke them. And Sean Penn says we should go ahead and just nuke Russia. Nuclear war isn't something we should be afraid of, Sean Penn said with his 70 IQ. I've met Sean Penn. I've had dinner with him. The man can hardly talk. He is mentally retarded. But that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen, led by the Fettermans and the puppet Bidens with the Obamas and the Soroses fluttering around in the background. Now, I played this clip last hour, but I want to play it again and really talk about the essence of it. This needs to be nailed home, drilled in. If you want to know how to stop this insane war that's a distraction for all the other crimes the globalists are committing, like the poison shots and their central bank digital currencies and social credit scores, we need to see more of what Matt Lee did from the Associated Press, where he destroys the Defense Department spokesperson who moonlights as the deputy press secretary. He is the Joseph Goebbels of our age, dressed up in his naval admiralty suit, because they've got all their military outfits out right now because World War III is so fun. And he says, NATO has moved closer to Russia. Russia has not moved closer to NATO. Everyone needs to hammer home, and in fact, find the clip. It's from like 6 years ago. You can just type it into YouTube. George Soros tells Fareed Zakaria that he overthrew Ukraine government. You can also pull up the clips from a year ago where he says, also on CNN, I am the new czar of Russia. I am the conqueror of Russia.
I am the conqueror of the Russia. He can barely talk. He's talking about it. I'm going to...
While they bring everything that the left put in Russia under the Soviet Union to us, we're becoming the Soviet Union with a pedophile gravy on top. But if we find our sanity in the 75 to 87%, the polls are all different, but they're all above 75% of Americans, same numbers in Europe, don't want this war, and the numbers are getting stronger. What'll it take? 95%? How about 99%? How about Congress never declared war? How about that's unconstitutional? How about we have laws? So that's where we are. And we need to be calling out the Republicans who are just as bad when it comes to this giant money laundering operation that threatens the very future of Earth. And the clip should be everywhere of Soros, who's on screen right now for TV viewers, saying that he overthrew. Well, he was definitely part of it. He loves to brag. So we have to call them on this. And then Kirby's like, I don't know history. That's to talk to the, what he thinks the dumb masses. Well, I don't care about history. Gee golly, we're just going to, you know, the Russians for no reason last year invaded. Gee golly. I don't know why they did that. When there's been a giant proxy war, there weren't just little green men Russians over there in the last few years. There have been U.S. troops and NATO troops and heavy weapons being brought in. And so Putin thought he'd push them back and make Zelensky and Kiev super peace and giving part of the country that's always been Russia anyways. It didn't work. Because the West put out rhetoric like, we're not going to send tanks, and if Putin goes in, we're not going to. So he'd go in. Trump's like, you invade Ukraine, I'll go to war with you. Putin didn't do it. So they like, oh, we just pulled out of Afghanistan. Oh, we're weak. Oh, we're stupid. We're not going to do anything. If you go in, and then as soon as Putin takes the bait, as soon as the bull runs up on the sword, the matador sticks it right in the heart. Except, again, when you stab this bull in the heart, the world blows up. So here's the AP journalist. This is what everyone should be doing if you like to live. If you like living in a non-nuclear war planet. Here it is.
To look at this and say the reason that the Russian army is on NATO, the Russian army is at NATO's doorstep is because NATO has expanded rather than the Russians expanding. In other words, NATO has moved closer to Russia rather than Russia moving closer to NATO. Is that not an accurate way to look at this?
I think that's the way President Putin probably looks at it. It's certainly not the way that we look at it.
You don't think that NATO has expanded eastward toward Russia?
NATO has expanded. Okay. And the expansion has been a good thing for...
So the reason that the Russian army is at NATO's doorstep is not the fault of the Russian army. It's not the Russian army that's done it. It's NATO has moved closer to...
I'm pretty sure it wasn't NATO who was ordering, you know, upwards of 15 battalion tactical groups to within 10 kilometers of the border with Ukraine. And I'm pretty sure it wasn't NATO who put little green men inside Ukraine to destabilize Eastern
cities. I'm pretty sure that Ukraine is not a member of NATO. So unless that's changed...
It's not changed. But I'm pretty sure the movement by Russia...
If NATO has moved east... The reason that the Russian army is closer or on NATO's doorstep is because NATO moved.
Is not an anti-Russia alliance. NATO is a security alliance.
For 50 years, it was an anti-Soviet alliance. So do you not understand how, or can you not even see how the Russians would perceive it as a threat? And the fact that it keeps getting closer to their border, while their troops... I mean, the places where their troops are, you say their troops are, and they may have been in Ukraine and Georgia, are not NATO members.
I'm not going to pretend to know what goes in President Putin's mind or Russian military commanders. I mean, I barely got a history degree at the University of South Florida. But I can tell you...
Back that up 10 seconds. You're not going to pretend to believe or want to know what's in the guy's head that has the largest thermonuclear arsenal in the world and submarines off our coast? Oh, you don't even want to pretend to know. Everything in warfare, everything in security matters is knowing what your, quote, enemy's mind is. It'd be like having an auto mechanic that never went to auto mechanic school work on your car. Never touched a car. And they're over there pouring salt water in the gas tank and peeing on the radiator. I mean, it's just unbelievable how they play dumb. And that's why they've gotten the curriculum in the schools where, on average, 9 out of 10 American school children can't pass reading, writing, and arithmetic. There's a new national survey out. 9 out of 10. Mission complete. But they all know about pronouns and how two men can have a baby.
I'm not going to pretend to know anything about history or what a foreign leader with nuclear weapons we're at war with thinks. I don't care what he thinks. I don't want to talk to him. I just want to have a war. I'm Kirby. I'm wearing a military outfit. Look at all the salad on my chest. I'm a real powerful dude. Here, let's hear him.
The fact that it keeps getting closer to their border while their troops, I mean, the places where their troops are, you say their troops are, and they may have been in Ukraine and Georgia, are not NATO members.
I don't have, I'm not going to pretend to know what goes in President Putin's mind or Russian military commanders. I mean, okay. I barely got a history degree at the University of South Florida. Right. What I can tell you, what I can tell you is that NATO is a defensive alliance. It remains a defensive alliance.
Fair enough, but it has moved east. Correct? I mean, that's just a fact.
It has expanded, absolutely.
Right, exactly.
But there's no reason for anybody to think the expansion is a hostile or threatening move. And we've been saying that throughout the last 15 years, Matt.
It's like you're moving closer to Russia. You're blaming the Russians for being close to NATO.
No.
That's exactly what Hegel said.
We're blaming the Russians for violating the territorial integrity of Ukraine and destabilizing the security
which is not a NATO member. Which is not a NATO.
I see
other countries feel threatened.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I tell you I love you, before you finally understand. Forever. All right, the great Eric Clapton bringing us in. Alex Jones here. Love really is the answer. When you don't care about anybody around you, you really don't care about yourself at the end of the day, and nobody cares about you. That's not a world that I want to live in. That doesn't mean when you love people, you roll over to tyrants. It means you fight the tyrants. But I do have empathy. I do care about people. I do want prosperity. I do want justice. I see other people smart and strong and doing well, and it makes me feel good for our species. I do have a collectivist understanding of things, but I know it's the individuals working together that creates something a lot closer to utopia than the dystopia. These monsters that have all their platitudes about how much they love you, but all they do is try to hurt you and hurt you as bad as they can. And if there's nobody stopping them, they'll destroy this planet we live on. They'll definitely kill us. I don't like mentioning something and not playing it. So here's one of the top globalist generals, a real agent of evil, the 3,000-year-old vampire. That's sarcastic. Jones says that George Soros is a 3,000-year-old vampire. It's called a joke. But here he is just a few years ago, 5-6 years ago on Fareed Zakaria, bragging how he quarterbacked the State Department $5 billion to overthrow the Ukrainian government and start this whole thing. And, of course, when he said this 5 years ago, it would have been done 4 years previous to that. And then he hasn't aged too well. Here he is just a few days ago in his big New World Order speech. He calls for war and control and censorship and carbon taxes to save us. Here he is, unedited, not even able to talk. But first, let's go into a time machine with the Bilderberg Group member, Fareed Zakaria.
One of the things that many people recognized about you was that you, during the revolutions of 1989, funded a lot of dissident activity, civil society groups in Eastern Europe, in Poland, the Czech Republic. Are you doing similar things in Ukraine?
Well, I set up a foundation in Ukraine before Ukraine became independent of Russia. And the foundation has been functioning ever since. And it played an important part in events now.
Do you think Ukraine will be able to assert a kind of independence from Russia and an alignment with the West? Not a specific alignment as NATO, but a kind of orientation toward the West, or will the Russians always stop them?
No, Putin will try to destabilize Ukraine, but the Ukrainians, the large majority of Ukrainians, are determined to be independent of Russia. It won't be easy because Putin has staked his regime on destabilizing Ukraine because it's a threat to his regime in Russia. if you have freedom, free media and so on, and a flourishing economy, that would make his regime unsustainable.
The melting of the Greenland ice sheet affects acid would increase the level of the oceans by 7 meters.
Well, doesn't know when to give up, does he? And, of course, the truth is they went in, they overthrew governments, they blew up government buildings, they mowed police down with machine guns, they sent in the weapons, they destabilized Ukraine, and all Putin wanted was don't make it part of NATO and stop it. But, of course, that didn't happen. And now Putin has taken the bait and gone there. You know, I said I was going to read over Putin's speech, but it's long, it's important. I'm going to have Ben in there, the room right through the window, post the full speech Putin gave last night, please. The transcript of it under the live show feed. And then also we post Biden's speech under there so people can actually go see this. Again, state-run media was taken down, radio and TV, and most of the internet in Russia in a giant cyber attack coinciding with his speech. He was speaking about the information war when that happened. Putin's historic speech suffers mystery blackout across Russia as state TV channels go dark after huge hack. So this is the ongoing massive escalation of all this information. Putin freezes nuclear arms treaty with U.S., says West wants to be done with Russia. Zelensky says there will be a world war if China allies with Russia. Western public support for Ukraine is falling to even lower levels. Xi Jinping plans Russia visit as Ukraine war shows no signs of slowing. No, it's getting worse. The unexpected winners of the war in Ukraine, the people, the companies, the countries that have benefited, like Turkey, like China, and Saudi Arabia and India. China says it's seeking a role in Ukraine peace settlement. China calls for a thorough investigation of the Nord Stream explosion. And it goes on from there. Putin ally tells Chinese diplomat, we back Beijing against the West. Russia to roll out CBDC currency. So they're going along with the evil plan. Russia aims to absorb Belarus by 2030. Our tanks will be parked in Moscow's Red Square, and there will be justice. Kiev's security chief vows to expel all Russian troops from Ukraine soil and dub Putin's Hitler's twin. Ukraine vows to end war with Russia by parking tanks in Moscow's Red Square. Russia war machine tested by rift between the military and the Wagner Group. That's just some of what we've got here. I think I've covered most of that, but we should talk about when we come back what a nuclear war, the different scenarios would look like. I'll do that. And then we need to hit the takeover of the internet that's ongoing with the UN and big tech following the orders other than Elon Musk, the digital ID, starting with the internet. We're going to hit that. And then some massive news out of Australia, Israel, and Canada, where via lawsuits, the Pfizer documents are coming out, though most of them are blacked out, but it's still chilling. And the death numbers in countries, more numbers have come in that are even worse than what we had on the countries that have the shots, have a 56% increase in death since the injections began. So that's all coming up. Yeah, we're in World War III, and all of us are under attack. Understand that people that run our military injected our troops with deadly poison shots. They are the enemies of this country. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. 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 Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I talk a lot about the great successes Infowars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at Infowars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right. I could spend a couple hours on this, really going through a lot of details. In fact, when I took off a month ago for 4 or 5 days, thinking about the future and what I wanted to come back and talk about, a big part of my notes was nuclear war. And there's a lot of different ways this could happen, and the probability of it is 50-50 right now, in my view. If we continue down the road we're on, it's an 80% in just a few months. And then past that, with the current escalation speed that we see in the different battle studies and war games that I've looked at by not just the U.S., but Russia, NATO and others, it becomes a 90% chance and then a 95% chance, and then you're there. And the experts that look at this say that the doomsday clock's been brought closest to midnight, signifying total nuclear war, than it's ever been. And there's a lot of variables in this about who does it first, the reasons they do it. That's why you can talk for days about it. But let me just give you a gestalt here. The big one is, what type of weapons would the Russians use if they struck first? Or what type of weapons would the West use if they struck first? There's so many different types. And you've got the wild card that's a real probability of a false flag, where Russia could do it to itself. Don't think they wouldn't do that. Or NATO could do it and blame Russia. Don't think for a minute they're probably already got it planned and ready. Oh, no, they're going to pull the trigger. I think that's a no-brainer to say that's ready. That's how these wars work. If they're going to start World War III and we're already in it, they're going to escalate to nuclear war, they're going to start nuclear World War III, somebody is going to have a provocation. The only provocation that can give people the backing for nuclear war would be a false flag attack. Or you could have an accident. As we know, the West has deployed tactical nuclear weapons and theater weapons and long-range weapons are all off safety, ready to go. So you've got field commanders that might get angry and use a tactical weapon. I mean, really, the sky's the limit. Then there's the type of weapons. You've got the smaller atomic weapons that two-man teams can deploy. You've got smaller hydrogen bombs that six-man teams can deploy on both sides. Eight-man, three-man. Three men can do it. You've then got whole classes of weapons that we know have been in development but are not public. They've got fission-fusion weapons. They've got plasma weapons. They've got antimatter, particle explosion weapons. They've got EMPs. I mean, the U.S. had this stuff in the 60s. All these other major powers have them now, other than like North Korea, but China and Russia, but have them. Then there's things like neutron bombs that are a low to medium yield 2,000 to 5,000 foot airburst detonation that does not release really any kinetic heat, but releases a high-powered radiation burst that kills everything on the surface, humans, insects, animals, plants, and depending on how powerful the weapon is or the shielding, penetrates hundreds of feet into the ground. And the globalists have talked a lot about using neutron bombs to depopulate the planet to begin with. I know Bertrand Russell postulated the neutron bomb in the 50s, and they had developed it by the 60s. So I think you'd also see some neutron bombs used here, because then you don't see damage to the infrastructure, but it knocks out the life. And you can also then deny a neutron bomb has been used, particularly the small ones. We also know the Russians have a lot of weapons they haven't rolled out. The U.S. has them as well, that are high-powered, basically particle beam radiation guns. And the problem is they're very large and hard to hide. And you've got a lot of, up to a foot of lead shielding, jacketing them on the back end of them. And those weapons you can then just basically aim from a hilltop or an area in topography that is at the median level. And then they widen out the spectrum of the beam, depending on how powerful they want it, to say 100 feet tall and about a millimeter wide. And then you just fry all the life as you move that beam through the structures. And I would imagine you'll start seeing those before they roll out the tactical nukes and the neutron bombs. And again, I'm just going off the reports and the specs I've read and the things I've seen. I'm not an engineer. I'm not a nuclear physicist. I'm not giving you the proper parlance or nomenclature, but I am laying out the types of things that are there. Then there's bioweapons. There are race-specific bioweapons. There are already mutated viral lines that mutate very quickly, so they only kill the first or second wave of people you release. That's if you don't want to blow back on you. There obviously are a lot of advanced chemical weapons. And I would expect you're going to see the radiation guns, the particle beam guns. They've also got high-powered arrays that can shake matter into pieces and pulverize buildings. And it's really the West that has gotten really good at deploying this and using it and keeping it secret. And so Putin has walked into a trap. The Russians have not shown with their military, because they haven't been in wars in a long time, are actually very good at deploying some of the things they've got. Only thing they're good at deploying is their missiles, which are next to the best. The U.S. has Mach 20 hypersonic missiles. The Russians have in deployment Mach 9 and are developing up to Mach 20. And so, as this continues, they say, for years, different sides will start upping and escalating. Somebody can deploy a false flag at any time, so the timetable could change. That goes into all the war planners and the things that are being decided by the different sides. But once you start using the particle beams and the neutron bombs and things, then, probably by the West, who won't declare they've done it, just like with the pipeline, then the Russians will start using tacticals and theater denial beyond tactical, the smaller and more medium-sized devices. And then either it'll be a big peace deal at that point, which most historical experts look at the mindsets and don't believe that'll happen. It tends only towards escalation. Then you'll see a strike by Russia into Poland or even into Germany, into the military bases. Or perhaps they won't escalate as far. They'll just hit staging grounds on the border with Ukraine in Poland and other areas. And then the Western war planners, with all of their meteor guns in orbit and decapitation weapons that aren't nuclear or hydrogen but use kinetic energy of DU Sabot rounds, will then try to decapitate the Russian leadership. They will probably fail. And those around Putin are even more hardline. If they do, that's probably even worse. And then at that point, I don't think the West is going to wait. They'll launch a full attack on all Russian assets. They'll get 80% of it, 70% of it, and then the Russian submarines will completely destroy North America. Then China and India and Pakistan are going to start nuking each other. We'll come back and talk about that straight ahead.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'll tell you about the huge stories Mike Adams is breaking when he comes in here in about 13 minutes. Let me start the third hour. Then he has another special guest joining us in the fourth hour today. And he's brought his canine friend with him. So, let's continue here. Most of the different war games that have been done, and I agree with them studying the geopolitical, societal, sociological ramifications of Asia and the subcontinent and Southeast Asia into East Asia, Northeast Asia, that as soon as this kicks off, India and Pakistan are going to start slugging it out, and China will probably get involved in that. And India's already got a cold war and a hot war going with Pakistan and, obviously, with China, who's allied with Pakistan. They've got giant nuclear forces. They'll start blasting each other. And then the entire Northern Hemisphere becomes a radioactive waste dump with chemical dumps and every other nightmare meltdown of nuclear laboratories, nuclear spent fuel, which is thousands of times more radioactive than the bombs. The Pentagon's always putting reports out the last decade. Nuclear war survivable. Nukes are clean now. Hey, we ought to start using nukes. I mean, even Sean Penn's like, it's liberal. Nuke, liberal, nuke, pedophilia, liberal, you know. Anything evil is liberal. Child smuggling, liberal. 2+2=5, liberal. 9 out of 10 kids in school can't pass any tests, liberal. To the news today. Totally liberal. Armageddon, liberal. Total death, liberal. And then the southern hemisphere quickly will become radioactive. and then all the dust will cover the entire planet for 3 to 5, 10 years. Lower temperatures on average, 10 degrees, the estimates are. So we'll have snow. Eight months out of the year in places like South Dakota. That'll cause farming yields to plunge. Plus, it'll all be radioactive. You'll have the most dangerous thing. Billions of people that weren't killed in the nuclear war but don't know how to grow food or fix an engine or roof their house or wipe their ass. And they will, within weeks of this happening, burn everything down and kill each other. If you think locusts landing on a wheat field in minutes, big cloud of locusts comes in and in minutes an entire 100 acres is just totally bare. Big army ants going through the Brazilian rainforest. You'll see the rainforest one day. It's all beautiful and jungle. After the army ants go through, not a leaf's left. Same thing. Think of World War Z for real. So a lot of people will just hang themselves. But what about people that have children? That's why I said the road we're on is going to lead to cannibalism. And I was going off the modest proposal of Mr. Swift 300 years ago that if we were going to keep treating the Irish like total animals, why not just tell the Irish to gut up and fatten up their babies for sale to English lords and ladies? So I said, in this path of dystopia and economic collapse and societal ruin, I mean, I'd have to size up my liberal neighbors and eat them. And I was really honest that I will not commit suicide and I will not give up my children. And so myself and my conservative neighbors will have to eat our leftist neighbors. And I'm sad we're going to have to eat you, but you kind of asked for it, and you kind of started a fight with people that know how to do that. And you took our kindness for weakness. And of course, this is really satire, but it goes there. How many of you would let your 5-year-old daughter or son starve to death during this collapse when the food runs out? And a bunch of looters come through and are trying to burn your house down, and you don't have any food, but you've got bullets. You're going to eat those people. Don't lie about it, and don't act like you aren't. I'm ready to eat people. Now, let's get real about this. We live in a world, ladies and gentlemen, where people don't know history. The Pentagon did a study 30 years ago in different war zones and found within 10 days, almost everyone with no food or water will kill for food and water. Within 15, 90% of people begin eating other humans. 90% of you will eat humans to stay alive. You've got that instinct. Let's stop the war so we don't have to do that. 10% commit suicide. And I got to tell you, before I would eat my leftist neighbors, if I didn't have children, I'm not a fan of suicide, but I think in a dystopia like that, it'd probably be time to do it. But why don't we just form our own communities? Why don't we get ready for this? Because all you need is an area away from the big cities and a farming community. You won't have to eat your neighbors. So I'm taking you to the logical end of this. I don't want to go there. My neighbors don't have to worry. I'm not over there like Jeffrey Dahmer, sharpening the knife. I'm saying the Pentagon studies, and I agree with them, show 90% of people 15 days in, your sons, your daughters are starving to death. And a horde of people that weren't prepared and ready come down your street. They've already destroyed the city. You live 100 miles out in the country. And here they come at night, 30 people, trying to take your house. They're going to eat your ass. What are you going to do? Because that's where this goes. Let's get dead serious about it. Looks like we're going to be making some beef jerky. Looks like we're going to be surviving. Because I will provide for my family. We don't want to go there. And mercifully, I'm making words, mercifully, Most of us in a nuclear war will be dead. We'll die when the 2,000-foot airburst detonates at 2,000 feet and you're just blown to bits in a fireball. So it kind of takes the decision away from you. But there's a big national news story. Alex Jones ready to eat his neighbors again. And all I'm doing is showing you where this goes, and I'm asking you, what would you do? All right, speaking of funding, we're not eating our neighbors yet. We need funds to run this operation and stay here at our posts and fight the New World Order. We've got products that if you'll just try them, I know 99% of the listeners spread the word and pray for the show, and we appreciate it, but man, you ought to buy a product. If just 0.5% more of you, 1% more, bought products, we could just expand into incredible things. Less than 1% buy products, and the ones that do love it, you're the folks that make it all happen, and you know who you are, and I commend you. InfoWarsStore.com, the best CBD oil at less than half the price you'll pay anywhere else, highest quality, so good for your joints and bones. Ultimate bone broth, same thing, great for the immune system, whole body, with the turmeric and so much more. Back in stock, prebiotic, sold out for over a year. Back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, very best prebiotic. You're going to find what it does for your gut and your health is just next level, anti-cancer, you name it. It's back in stock. Discounted 40% off InfoWarsStore.com. Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, both 50% off, despite the fact that that's getting low. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And about a month ago, I said I got 1,500 or 1,400 signed books left, but I hadn't signed them yet. And I didn't get around to signing them. And so they pulled them from the store because they weren't there. Well, I finally got around to it. And I love signing them, and it's a fundraiser, and I thank you for getting them, and it's a piece of history, the Great Reset in the War of the World, but I'm glad I'm not doing any more signed books, because after signing 15, 16, 17,000 of those, it was the number one bestseller. I am done. My hand's going to fall off. So it's your last chance to get the Great Reset in the War of the World at InfoWarsStore.com. They are signed, but they've got to be mailed Monday, shipped in an 18-wheeler to our new badass shipping center with a top flight company. We're no longer doing it ourselves. We did a great job before, but this is even better, in Denver. So it says pre-order, 2 weeks delivery, but really the truck leaves Monday and it'll be up there Wednesday and it'll be shipping out Thursday. So it's your last chance to get the Great Reset in the War of the World, a signed copy that is a fundraiser, or they've got unsigned copies in stock right now in Denver ready to ship to you as well. But if you want to get the signed copy as a fundraiser, keep us on air, that would be wonderful. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Mike Adams has got a whole bunch of issues to cover, a special guest, and so much more joining us for the next 2 hours. Love Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. That is coming up. I want to come back and play some of Putin's speech. We already played some Biden that he gave yesterday, warning of World War III. We're going to post the full speech with the English overdubs at InfoWars.com. We'll come back with that. Then Mike Adams coming up in about 6 minutes. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.